Yank, the Army Weekly presents Yank Swing Session.
Well, hiya there, cats. Get yourself set for another musical heat wave. This is old Jumpin' Jay Mercer doing business at the same old stand, on the ball every minute of the next half hour, to bring you assorted news items from hither and yon, to say nothing of the finest in the swing department. All this comes in one neat package presented especially for you guys and gals of the United Nations by special service. All we want is a letter from you now and then to let us know what your favorites are, and we will gladly lay it on you in a most solid manner. If you think we're kidding, listen to our opening blast. It's only Harry James and the Music Makers. Make with the music, Harry. Thank you, Harry James. And now we hit the newsroom for the latest dope on what's happening. Vancouver, Washington. A young couple walked into the marriage license bureau for the usual business. The clerk asked, "Ever been married before?" "Six times," answered the man. And the gal chimed in, "Me too, six times." It turned out that the couple had been married for 6 years and got married over again every year on the anniversary. Monotonous, I'd say. Well, let's relieve the monotony with Sister Rosetta Tharpe swinging Rock Daniel.
We're going to hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're going to hold a meeting tonight.
Tonight.
We're going to hold a meeting tonight. So we can straighten out the business at hand. Yeah.
Yes.
We are going to learn a new thing.
We are going to learn a new thing.
We are going to learn a new thing. A rhythm. out tonight.
Rock band.
I said we come out tonight.
Rock band.
We come out tonight.
Rock band. You up.
Whoa.
Foundation. Flash, Amarillo, Texas. Mrs. Verna Tucker was expecting her brother home on furlough. She hadn't seen him in a long time, so when the doorbell rang, she opened it and saw a man in uniform standing there. She grabbed him and kissed him. In short, she treated him like a long-lost brother. The man in uniform, who was a total stranger, said it was nice to meet friendly people, but he had run out of gas and all he wanted was to use the telephone. Oh, me. And now back to the music department with the Lou Mel Morgan Trio giving us a workout on Hoboken Special. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lou Mel Morgan. Here's a fish story from Ridgeway, South Carolina. Charlie Moore went fishing the other day, but he had to quit early without catching anything because he accidentally knocked over a small bottle of green frog bait. It fell in the river. He came back the next day, however, and hooked an 8-pound bass. When he cut the fish open, he found a bottle of bait inside. A likely story. Comes now a little novelty tune whipped up by Woody Herman and his boys. Eve, please let that apple be.
In old Eden, in the garden, Adam begged his wife Eve's pardon as he tried to give her some good advice. Now listen, baby, he was saying, I've been doing lots and lots of praying, but the things that you want to do just ain't nice. Adam and Eva, come here. Eve?
Yes?
Leave that apple be.
Eve? I'm listening.
Don't go near that tree. Don't you know you mustn't touch? Must try to know too much. Eve?
Uh-huh.
Leave that apple be. Else we're gonna wind up in that tree.
That ain't bad.
Lord done hung that apple high, out of reach of you and I.
Now listen, Adam, hush up too. I'm gonna make an apple cake. I don't want no advice from you. My counselor's Mr. Snake.
Mr. Snake, why, Eve then shook that apple tree. Down came grief and misery. And from that day on, you see, Eve can't leave that apple be.
For the benefit of those who came in late, this is Johnny Mercer beating his chops for Yank Swing Session. And reminding you that your letters and requests are always welcome, so keep on writing to Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. And we will knock you the answer on this program. And here's the latest from Private Snafu. He says, to be silenced very wise, unrepeated rumor dies. How true, how true. Well, there's a rumor going around that Earl Hines is about to let us have it with the father jump. Well, jump it, Pop, jump.
Thank you.
left everybody jumping. And now, we move along to the news with an item from Chicago. A nice old lady here was horrified when her grandson came home from boot camp wearing Navy GI clothes. She claimed the uniform wasn't becoming to him, and it didn't fit, and anyway, it wasn't made of very good material. So she took him down to the family tailor and had made for him 6 suits of blues and 6 suits of whites, all the very best material. Well, her beloved grandson went off. He just returned from a trip overseas. Going and coming, he was way, way below, shoveling coal, and never got to wear anything but a pair of G.I. dungarees. Comes now none other than Bert Castle with Dixieland Shuffle. Shuffle away, boys. Solid, Mr. Castle, darling. Well, back to the news ticker once again. And it's a squib from Stockton, California. August Jones, caretaker of the Victory Park Pond, came to work one morning and found 35 of the park's ducks floating around dead. He gathered them up and decided there was something wrong with the water. So he put some purifier in it. The next morning, he went down to see how the rest of the ducks were doing and found that they were alive and very happy. But he had to gather up a half a barrel of dead fish. They were killed by the purifier. Well, one duck's meat is another duck's poison, I always say. But no one ever pays any attention to me. So here's Sergeant Skinny Ennis and his OTC band of Camp Santa Anita with I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Well, we'll take it. Thank you, Sergeant Skinny Ennis. By the way, where was the vocal? That was in the groove, right down to the bottom. Here's a short scoop from Denver, Colorado. A music store was robbed by boogie-woogie burglars who broke in and swiped 20 phonograph records. Well, they're going to be awfully surprised when they try to jitterbug to them. The records are of diseased heartbeats. Might be just the thing for the conga at that, Comedy style. Well, looks like we're coming to the end of this ride, so we'll get off at the next station, which is Rock Island Flagstaff. Glenn Gray punching the ticket. All aboard! solid as they come. Looks like old Father Time gonna brush us out of his beard, cause it's time to lock up and put out the cats till we jump again. I'll be back before you know it with more news and the music you asked for. This is Johnny Mercer saying so long and good luck.
Tim Lamert reminding you that Yank Swing Session is a presentation of the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.